This is my favorite part of every Hear Hear show, where I play something that's been submitted to me by a management team called Creativity and Music. They have successfully submitted one CD per Hear Hear show with a different artist.
Bless their hearts.
It's all R&B in style, and I'm going to play this one here. In the meantime, you can go to creativityinmusic.com. And what is it? Jeffrey B. Suttles. And the name of this EP is Time to Settle Down. That's what it says. Jeffrey B. Suttles, Time to Settle Down. Actually, there's pretty cool artwork on the front there.
Not bad.
And drums. Not bad. Heart. Anyway, this is Jeffrey B. Suttles. And you heard it here first. So did I.
Okay, I can't say that that music excites me very much, but I got to admit it's professional.
Yes.
And it's obviously recorded by somebody who knows what they're doing musically.
Yes. I got nothing.
Otherwise, it's dull. No offense.
It depends what you like. They sent along this little news release with it, as Creativity Music has been so kind to do for all their artists. And one of the reviews here from Undugu Chankler, who I guess is a music critic, calls Mr. Suttles an extraordinary musician who represents the new generation of music. That's interesting to me. But yes, again, let me read what it says here in the sleeve. Groove master drummer Jeffrey B. Suttles has literally played his way around the world. Jeff's explosive, percolating style has been the soulful energizer for some of the hottest acts on the R&B and pop circuit during the 80s and 90s. As the backbone for such artists as Donny Osmond, Howard Hewitt, En Vogue, Tina Marie, Shantae Moore, Shanice Wilson, Cheryl Lynn, Sheena Easton, and Taylor Dane.
Well, for Taylor Dane, mm-hmm. for a drummer, I was surprised that it stayed in the same tempo all the way through both tracks. It didn't range in its tempo. But I don't mean to be hypercritical.
I'll tell you one thing. I've never wanted to make love to you more, Bennett, than after hearing this music.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, John.
And I like this part, too. It says, it's a four-track EP, and it says, all songs written and arranged by Jeffrey B. Suttles, except I'll Always Love You. And I realize that's referencing the song, but it just sounds, just looking at it, just sounds funny. Except I'll Always Love You, which is just some shit my cousin told me to say.
Well, don't forget, I'll Always Love You.
Yes. Anyway, thank you, Creativity Music. Thank you, Jeffrey B. Suttles.
And send more.
And we'll play it on here on killradio.org.
That's what we're here for.
And just a reminder, so this is how you do it. They know. Maybe you don't. Send a CD. I like the hard, cold plastic feeling of CDs to Kill Radio. Attention here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, L.A., California, 90004. If sending it digitally is your thing, my usual co-host, Mark Caldwell, who's doing his taxes at the moment, will receive it. If you go to a website called yousendit.com, yousendit.com, you can upload MP3s there. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it's
yes,
kind of cool.
Yes, I am.
And,
yeah,
and just sort of address it to a specific email address, and that person can go and pick up the MP3s.
Uh-huh.
And the email address to send it to, the attention would be Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org if you insist on sending your music digitally. But I like the CDs, and I also like the stickers and the news releases and any other information. If you're playing somewhere soon, we'll mention it, you know.
Well, just for the record, You Send It is actually a very useful website.
Yeah.
But the CDs are better.
They're better for me.
We can look at pictures of you, and yeah, we can read things about you and all that.
And we can rub your demos on our naked, greasy bodies.
And I'm getting carpal tunnel syndrome. I'm spending so much time on the keyboards, and I'm serious. I'm getting carpal tunnel.
On the computer, yeah. Yeah. Sorry to hear that, Bennett.
It's a drag. It makes my fingers numb.
Well, I have some more music to play. Bringing me down, man. Bringing me down. I'm kidding.
But I'll always love you.
I'm actually going to play, because of our CD player situation at the moment, I wanted to play a band called The Black Watch first. They sent along with their EP their friend's band from England called Ray, and that's the only one playing in the CD player at the moment. I'm going to keep working on The Black Watch while I play Ray. In the meantime, go to raytheband.com.
R-A-Y?
R-A-Y. And this is a four-track EP, self-titled, R-A-Y, Ray. And this is what he sounds like. You're listening to here on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
your heart, it's not time to depart. Open your broken heart. You've been dancing alone to that old time low drone, far too long to be smart. For the sound left to come from your everyday drum is still a charm at heart.
Everyone is bound to fall as the
silence return. And the feeling is something strange, that there's something wrong with the human range. As the silence is heard, reflects against a happy face, and then the silence returns.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Professional.
Yeah, that was. I think that was probably the best thing we played today. Nothing against any of the other bands.
No,
just,
of course
I
not.
I thought that was the most accessible for me anyway. I really enjoyed that.
Great voice.
Ray, straight and to the point. This is a friend of the, what were they called, the Black Watch, who I'm going to play next. And
thanks a lot, Ray.
Yeah, and actually I want to encourage bands as well to, you know, submit your friends. You don't even have to tell them. Just just if you know a really good band and they never get any airplay.
And just for the record, they don't have to sound like Ray to get, you know, a wow from us.
Yeah.
It's just that Ray sounds great.
Yeah, they know? Don't have to get a wow from us. At all. This is non-genre specific.
Right.
This is really just about being a the middleman between
and
your music
and you know
and
what
air.
You like.
Yes.
So if we don't like it, you might think it's the best.
Exactly. Exactly. So yes, so you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That's been made abundantly clear. So why don't we just go into The Black Watch. This is an import. The EP is called The Inner City Garden, and they sent it along with a whole bunch of reviews and stuff. I'm just going to read the first one. This is from Magnet Magazine, Real Music Alternatives, they call themselves. Black Watch, The Inner City Garden. Fronted by USC creative writing professor John Andrew Frederick, The Black Watch is the best band you've never heard of to put out 8 LPs over the last 17 years. Blonde on Blonde parody, Dylan, 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 and a pleasant Chad and Jeremy folk rocker, Moonlight Through Ivy, don't really go anywhere. But things start humming with the Tika song Take Two, which has an urgent stop-start vibe not heard since the heyday of American Music Club. It's Inner City Garden, however, that's the title track, that burns the house to the ground with its grinding fire alarm guitar riff. So, there you go. This is what they sound like.
We'll be right back.
running. Time it happened, took my very breath. Thought I was in danger, being kissed to death. Some kind of addiction, akin to Christmas. No, I never planned this, Mary Beth. Intimate thousands of what's there. The odds are strong, you'd be really scared. That's as chances happen, and that's as chances are. So I'll be as distant as the stars.
With that key change there, and
here.
That tempo change, and that last part there—that sort of woke me up.
I was born in the late '70s. What's a key change?
Well, when it goes from one key to another key.
You know. I don't know. All the music I listen to—it's only three chords, and they just put them in different.
That
order.
Had five.
That was very good music. I actually really enjoyed that.
The drummer was excellent.
And it reminded me of, I said while I was playing, it reminded me of old New Order.
Uh-huh.
And I think I actually saw a New Order reference in one of these reviews that they sent along with their CD.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of cool because
He's a creative writing professor at USC. And so I've heard of him. And I don't know, not very many great writers have come out of USC. Maybe rock bands.
Many great rock bands have come out of the creative writing program at USC.
That would be good. But really professional, nice voice.
Yes.
Nice feel.
You can go to their website, if that's your thing, www.theblackwatchmusic.com. Also, myspace.com/theblackwatch. And it looks like they're playing soon at Mr. T's Bowl, Highland Park, April 24th.
We've had Kill Radio has had all kinds of benefits at Mr.
Yeah,
T's Bowl.
That's one of the few places I haven't been to.
It's a bowling alley.
Ah, that's the bowling alley place that I keep hearing of that I still haven't been to.
Yeah.
And also May 12th at Tay Lounge. You don't pronounce the X, do you?
T-A-I-X. I just call it Tay.
Yeah, because that's the cool way. So yeah, theblackwatchmusic.com and myspace.com/theblackwatch. We now have one working CD player and many squeaky chairs. And you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This next band, The Wearies, man, they sent us the best press kit ever. It came in a folder the size of my tax returns, has a professional business card, as well as a handwritten thing that says myspace.com/thewearies. Two beautiful bumper stickers, a one sheet of a bunch of dudes that are called The Wearies. Says here, The Wearies rise above the current flavor of the month buzz bands and create a modern classic experience for all that listen. This San Francisco-based rock band has gained a reputation as the band that steals the stage. As frontman E. Mullen puts it, quote, "We are not satisfied till every last person in the room is dripping with sweat, ours and theirs." Well, that's pretty disgusting. But let's hear what their music sounds like. This is their more recent album. They sent two CDs. I'm going to try to play some tracks from both. This is their more recent one, 2006, recorded live January 28th, 2006. It's called The Urge. You can also check out The Wearies, WEARIES.com.
Suicide Girls are online right now.
Bennett, be good. Just got out of prison again.
Have the same day. Touch.
Come on. That was from their latest release, The Urge. I'm going to, since they sent me two CDs, I'm going to play one track from each. This is the CD that came out, I guess, the year beforehand. The Wearies, and the name of the CD is Glisten. So let's give that a listen. That's right. I rhymed. Moving on. This is The Wearies, still, on Hear Hear on killradio.org. So go and check out thewearies.com, myspace.com/thewearies. Thanks for sending us such a cool press kit.
Thanks for sending everything, yes.
continue to send music. We enjoy it. This is here.
What we're here for.
On killradio.org. Send your music in musical form to Kill Radio, attention, here, here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, LA, CA, 90004. Believe it or not, that's all of the new bands that I have to play today. There would have been twice as much music if my co-host were here, but like I said before, he's busy trying to see how he can deduct all the drugs he did in 2005. Mark will be back next week for more Here, Here. In the meantime, I'm going to play...
Mark, notify him early.
Mark, can I say... Bennett, thank you so much for joining me. I'm just going to throw that Ray demo back on.
Okay.
We can hear the rest of that, and then that ought to take us to the end of the show. If not, I'll throw something else on after that.
Okay.
So thanks for listening to Here, Here on killradio.org. We're here every Monday, 12 to 2. Encourage your friends to submit.
Back next Monday and the Monday after.
Yes. Be well. Be very, very well.
You fall on your dagger.
You are the mountain.
Thanks, Ray. RayTheBand.com. We have just a few more minutes left, so I thought I deserved it to Osorate Records and the band. Oh, come on, what was their name? The name of the album was Alone. Oh, of course, Pumpkinhead, for sending us music all the way from Italy. So I'm going to end with a few tracks from their CD. Their 11-track, 14-minute and 45-second CD. Here you go. This is Pumpkinhead. Enjoy. Oh.